Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes. I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Shalom chaverim. Hello to you, my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
You know, the essence of witnessing to a Jewish person is to do it the way God wants you to do. Well, let's remember now the scripture that says, "Do not worry what you," in Luke, that does says, "Do not worry what you'll say in that very hour, for the Holy Spirit will teach you what to say." Trust the Lord to know what you need to say, especially to a Jewish person, especially to one who has just said, "But what kind of a God would allow the Holocaust?" It is a stumbling block to everyone's flesh. That's a tough one. But God's got the answer because he's God. He was there during the Holocaust. He knows all about it. And he knows about suffering. He knows more about suffering than even the Holocaust victims.
Wow. And he knows about forgiveness.
Hallelujah.
And he knows about overcoming love. And he knows that he can use you, our listeners, as his ambassadors of the Messiah, to bring the good news of Jesus to everyone, including the Jewish people.
Amen. So do not worry what you'll say in that very hour. The Holy Spirit will teach you what to say. Now, what's the Holy Spirit going to teach you to say? Listen, God's word is a reservoir of truth and spiritual accomplishment that no intellectual argument can match.
Yes. Don't try to intellectualize. Don't try to out-debate.
Can't win that.
No.
Can't win it.
No, especially if someone, you know, is really sincere and saying, well, what kind of God would allow the Holocaust? What kind of, you know, if there's a God who allows, I don't even want to believe in that God. You're not going to win them over the years that they've rehearsed this in their minds. But the word of God is a sharp two-edged Amen. Sword. It can cut right through all of that intellectual hooey and get right to the heart of the matter.
Yeah, so just as a pro forma, just as an example, someone says to you, listen, don't give me that stuff. What kind of a God would allow the Holocaust? And the Lord leads you to say to them, instead of talking about the Holocaust, the Lord leads you to say, but the word of God says, look to me and be saved. This is Isaiah 45. Look to me and be saved, all you the ends of the earth, for I am God, there is no other. And that's your response. And you say, well, wow, why would I say that to a question about the Holocaust? Watch out, because the Spirit of God will overcome the Holocaust objection. Maybe not on the spot, but it will, because the word of God is truth, and it's a greater truth, believe this, than the Holocaust.
Yeah, you don't have to follow the argument intellectually. It almost sounds like a non sequitur, something that doesn't follow.
Exactly, that's it.
But spiritually, it cuts to the heart of the matter. And the heart of the matter is truly, as we read earlier, Proverbs 18, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. In the Hebrew scriptures, God has pointed out in Joel chapter 2, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Yeah. These are scriptures that Jewish people need to hear and hear from the Tanakh, the Old Covenant scriptures.
Here's something again, really neat, just kind of imagining this scenario. Somebody says, yeah, but what kind of a God would allow the Holocaust or whatever the objection? And your response is, but whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. And their response, the Jewish response is, oh, don't give me that Christian stuff. And you say, wait a minute, that's in the prophets, the book of Joel.
That's in Joel, yeah.
And they're going to say, what? Because they don't know it. Most don't. And you say, yes, go look it up. It's Joel chapter 2, if the Lord leads you to do that. You see, and I'll tell you, they might walk away and go, nah, you guys are full of baloney. It's going to eat away at them, churn in their spirit. It's going to churn and churn and churn. And that's what the word does. You see, it creates
a response. I like that. It'll eat away at their intellect, at their objections, and it'll make alive their spirit man. You're just kind of dropping this nugget right into the spirit man. And although they might be actually even pushing you away with their hands, in their hearts, they're saying, tell me more about the Lord.
You know, I can just, again, imagine the unsaved Jewish person who said to you, ah, just shut up. I don't want to hear any more of this.
And throwing his hand away.
And going back to their room and saying, call upon the name of the Lord. How do you do that?
Friends, we're going to teach you more right here on Messianic Minutes. Get in touch with us at messianicminutes.com.
Yes, you can send us an email if you'd like right through the website, messianicminutes.com.
Yivarechecha Adonai, v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua, Mishiachenu.
The Lord bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah.